B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, you know, we don't all use dating apps. The single people typically use dating apps. And maybe you use them to meet your significant other. And then once you're together, you usually delete them from your phone. Well, one guy got a very big surprise when he matched with his wife on Tinder.
What?
Oh my
yes.
Gosh.
He says that he missed the thrill of Tinder. So he.
Thrill.
Yeah. So he downloaded it while his wife was on a work trip. And he actually met his wife 3 years ago on Tinder. So imagine his surprise as he's swiping and comes face to face with a picture of his wife, a new picture of his wife. And it was actually a photo that she took with him that she cut him out of.
Let's get a quick round of calls going while we discuss this craziness. Who was the person you were surprised to find or see on Tinder? 704-570-9595. Was it a married coworker?
Ooh.
You know, maybe you're single, but you saw someone on Tinder who shouldn't be on Tinder. Who is that person? You could be anonymous.
I wonder if she knew that he was on Tinder and then created a Tinder account just to do this, or
he downloaded it while she was gone.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't think she was on it first.
Okay.
And he happened to find it.
Yeah, he's a little side junk, you know what I'm saying?
Side junk.
And now I assume that he wants to confront her, but how do you explain the fact that you were on the dating app in the first place?
Well, she knows he was on the dating app.
Well, now because he swiped on her.
No, because she had a swipe right on him, right? Did they not match?
I don't know how Tinder works.
They did match.
They did match?
Yeah,
so that
that's
means
how he found.
She swiped on him, and then he swiped on her.
Yeah.
So they both know.
704-570-9595. We're looking for someone who was on Tinder. Maybe you're single, and then you spotted someone who shouldn't be on Tinder. A married coworker, maybe a friend who has a boyfriend or girlfriend. Someone who...
Your parents.
What? So is this kind of like a Reddit post where the guy's like, now what do I do?
Yeah. And I'm like, here's the thing. And, you know, people are telling him, like, hey, it's the perfect scenario. You can cheat on your wife with your wife.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think I would be real happy about finding, like, if I found Dallas on Tinder. Like, yeah, I'm in the wrong for being on there, but I think I'd be really upset.
Oh, of course.
It's like, it's the modern version of the Pina Colada song. Remember that? He was looking for love, and he did a classifieds, and his own woman reached out to him on the classifieds. 704-570-9595.
Tell me, Roy, so the way Tinder works, because there's a lot of us out there that are married and haven't used it.
Back when I was on it.
So in order for them to match, you both have to swipe right. Like, in other words, if I swipe right on Loren,
then
she can't
see it, or how does that work?
So it depends. So if you match, it means it pops up that you found them, you swiped, and then it pops up saying, hey, you're a match. If you just see them as like when you're swiping, that doesn't necessarily mean you match.
Okay. So if he swiped on her, that doesn't mean that she saw it. Because then she would have to swipe on him for them to see it together.
Correct.
Okay.
There is a chance that they don't know.
Wow.
Unless it popped up saying, hey, you matched, then that means both of them swiped.
If I was him, I'd just be like, hey, I was on it to delete it from my... I realized that it was still on my phone and I still had an account and I got on there to delete it and your photo popped up. Like,
Would you, Loren Marola, buy that?
No. No.
A lot of people texting in. Someone said they found a supervisor in my department on Tinder. It was awkward because he was married. Someone else texted in from 704 that said, I found my sister on FetLife.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
I found my history teacher.
You know, you got to ask yourself, if you find a married person on there, it's like, are they cheating? Are they in an open relationship?
Right.
Like, what's the circumstance? This is Brittany in Morganton.
Hey.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey, well, I have found a lady had messaged me on my Facebook to let me know that my husband had swiped her and found him, and she was on Tinder. He come on there. They had matched. So I got on there, made me a fake Tinder account, and found him.
So what happened? What'd you do? Did you confront him?
I confronted him. He, of course, said it was a lie.
How did she know you to reach out to you?
Well, he worked, and he had his name on his hard hat. So whenever she looked him up on Facebook, and of course it said married to me. So she found me and messaged me on Facebook to tell me that my husband had matched her.
Now, I've never been on Tinder. Is it? It doesn't have names at all. It's just photos?
Yeah, it was just a photo. It had his first name and his age, but his name, his first name and last name was on his hard hat that he had on there.
Thanks, Brittany. Roy, can you put your name on there if you want to, or do you have to put a name?
I guess you could.
Roy 25 Charlotte. Here's your picture.
Swipe. Listen, if it's your photo, it's your photo. You're not getting out of that and saying you have a doppelganger with a different name.
This is Megan in Charlotte. Hey, Megan.
Hi.
So your husband matched with someone?
He did. He matched with my best friend from high school sister, and she screenshotted it to me and sent it to me. And he tried to go and say that it was old, it wasn't recent. I'm like, we just moved here, and that's our apartment.
Are y'all still together?
No, I'm waiting for our divorce papers.
Oh, no.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know. Yeah, it's great, but it's just, it's...
Megan, did...
nobody should, you know, want to go through that.
Did you find out, like, how long he'd been on there or anything?
A few months after, he didn't want to pay our cell phone bill anymore, so I told him, I was like, you need to give me the cell phone back, and he thought he erased everything, and he didn't erase his email off of there, so I saw that he'd been paying for, like, extra boosts and coins, like, $2,000 worth for, like,
whoa! What's that do? What is this, a game?
So he's, like, advertising his profile?
Like, it was, I mean, it's a free app, so that, like, blew my mind.
Yeah, that's weird.
$2,000? So, yeah. That's a lot.
Thanks, Meg.
You could have paid a matchmaker for that.
I know. I think you can, like, set it up to where you pay to make sure your image gets in front of so many people.
By the way, we were wondering what FetLife is. FetLife is a fetish website, Lauren.
Oh, Fet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Got it.
I was shocked to see my good friend on Tinder with a picture of her and her ex-fiance looking for a second woman with a friends for benefits relationship.
Ooh, that's a little awkward.
Let's see. A guy I went to high school with, married, two kids on Tinder, and half of his pictures on there were with his kids. A lot of married people are on Tinder. That's crazy to me.
It is.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.